Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
They'll throw to Aaron Gordon. He's got Curry on him, bounces down low left side. Vucevic, he'll turn, faces Cousins, drives on Boogie. In the lane, right-hand hook, not going to go, falls off. Tip in, Aaron Gordon somehow, someway got a hand on it, steered it up and in, Magic lead by five.
And with that said, hi everybody, welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Magic a winner 103-96 over, guess who? The Golden State Warriors. And with that win, the Magic now officially clinching that 8th spot in the Eastern Conference playoff race. And that's what we're talking about here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. In a matter of moments, we'll be joined by the one and only Dante Marcatelli. We'll go through last night's game. We'll tell you the highlights. We'll tell you the lowlights. We'll tell you what it means for the Magic moving forward. And also, we have a simple question for you guys. It's a very, very easy one. Now that the Magic are actually in the playoffs at the season we're in today, how far you got them going? How competitive would they be? What do you think of this team? How far can they go? And will they stay in the playoffs? Let's hear from you. 407-447-2145. Text line is open. That's 50857. That is 50857. In a matter of moments, we'll talk with the one and only Dante Marcatelli. We'll get his thoughts on last night's game. We'll also talk about the job that Steve Clifford has done, because I think it is just a phenomenal job that he has done so far this season. And all right, producer Cody is telling me that we have Dante on the line. And so let's go over to Indianapolis, where the first question I have for Dante, is it snowing yet? Because I heard that the Midwest is about ready to get pounded with another snowstorm, Dante. Did you actually pack a coat?
I did pack a coat, but I actually didn't need it. It was about 43 degrees when we landed, and I haven't needed the coat yet, but I've got it. I'm ready to go when needed.
Well, don't worry. if I know the Midwest for anything, in a matter of moments, it's going to be like 20 degrees and snowing, and it'll just be miserable the rest of the way. You know, I grew up in the Midwest, so I know exactly.
That's not good. Yeah, you know. So you know what's coming. Well, I wish you'd have given me, if you'd have told me before 6 o'clock, that would have been great.
Well, this is the only time of the day we talk, so.
That's true. Fair enough.
407-447-2145. If you want to jump in on the conversation, we would love to hear from you guys. You know, Dante, I was talking to you about this in our text thread earlier today, but you know, you've been around this team a lot longer than I have. But I know in the 5 years that I've been here, at least, to me, that was easily the biggest win that the Magic have had in a long, long time. What do you think?
I think so. No, there's no question. That's it. And you know, you go out and you find a way to win tomorrow in Indiana, and then that'll be the biggest win, just because I think that's the nature of where we're at right now. This time of the year, we're playing meaningful games. We haven't had meaningful games like this in 7 years. So I think, you know, the quality of wins as we go down the stretch are all huge. But I think what was impressive last night was just the fact that obviously they're the defending champions. Obviously they'd won 53 straight games when they had a lead going into the fourth quarter. Obviously they were 233-3 when they had a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. So you had all of those uphill battles that you had to overcome if you're the Orlando Magic last night, and you did it. And you found a way to come back. You didn't hang your head against the team. Sure, they didn't have Kevin Durant, but they had four other All-Stars on that floor last night. And you didn't get discouraged. You didn't get disappointed when shots weren't falling and when they went on their big 30-11 third quarter. You just found a way to hang in there and fight back. And I think all of those factors just show to the growth of this club. And yes, it's frustrating to have lost to Chicago and New York, but you got yourself back on track. I think you had to go 2-2 with those four games after the break, but you just found about the hardest way to get there.
You know, Dante, what's that say about the mental toughness of this team? Jonathan Isaac spoke about it after the game yesterday, but you know, that's a game easily in years past that you're down 11 heading into the fourth quarter and you wilt away. That's not this team's personality anymore.
No, you're right. I think that's a good point, and I think that's exactly right. I think no matter how many times you say, hey, this team is going to make shots, they're going to get hot, they're going to go on a run, it's deflating when that run happens 30-11 in that third quarter. It's deflating to say, okay, well, they just put up 30. They'll probably get 40 here in the fourth. But no, they just buckled down. They defended. They caught some breaks. You know, Steph missed some open shots. Clay missed some open shots. But they forced a lot of misses with the way they defended. And they got out in transition. That second unit, you know, getting stops and then pushing the pace, pushing the tempo, it was critical. And there are a number of guys that played big roles. I thought Aaron Gordon, certainly his best game of the year, maybe the best game of his career. David Steele said that last night on the telecast. And you start thinking back at it and how under control he was and the big plays that he made all throughout the game. It's hard to argue. It might be the best game of his career. So I think there are just so many factors where this team has shown growth, where you're right, in years past, maybe even in the earlier on in this year. They get down by 13 against Golden State, and that's when they just the route is on. It gets to 20, 25, 30. But they, you know, and there's pressure on these games too, Aaron. If they lose that game, now they're back to a game out of the playoffs. And so with everything that was riding on it and who you had to come back and beat, that just made it that much more impressive.
You know, Dante, you spoke about Aaron Gordon, but to me the amazing thing about it was, you know, the plays that he made were just flat-out athletic hustle plays that I thought it had been a long time since we'd seen him make those kind of plays. You know, like the offensive tip-in that they got that kind of secured the win, and then a couple of the other plays that he made. It had been a long time, I thought, since Aaron Gordon stopped thinking about playing basketball and just went out there and played, and I thought that's what we saw last night.
Yeah, he was. And you know what else you saw was just a desire to not let his team lose. He wasn't going to... He was not going to let the Magic lose that game last night, and it's evident by that putback that he had with about a minute left to make it a 5-point game and ultimately put it out of reach. A big three, huge three that he made to give him a lead with a couple of minutes left for the first time in the fourth quarter to kind of help solidify that comeback, and just big play after big play. 15 rebounds, okay, you get 22 points, but those 15 boards were huge, not giving them second chance opportunities. And you know, for a guy that I know was feeling bad, put a lot on himself for that that vicious foul he gave Markkanen at the end of that Bulls game, and then for, you know, not being able to produce at the end of that game against the New York Knicks. I know there were a couple of games that, you know, he certainly wished he performed better, but to come out and have the performance that he did last night, I thought was huge.
Right now, talking about our very own Dante Marcatelli. Phone lines are open. We want to hear from you guys. This is your show as well. Phone number is 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. That's 50857. Our question is simple to you. Now that the Magic are actually in the playoffs, can they hold this spot? Will they make the playoffs this year? We want to hear from you guys. And, you know, Dante, that's kind of where I think that this team is going right now, is that with the way that their schedule unfolds, there is absolutely no reason that they cannot hold this spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
No, you're right. And if nothing else, you look at the way they're playing. They're playing terrific basketball, one of the best defensive teams. You know, some metrics will have them as the best defensive team in the NBA since middle of January, certainly one of them since January 1st. And this, I hate to say easy schedule, but strength of schedule certainly favors them here these final 19 games. And then you look at their opponents. You know, after the All-Star break, it was the Charlotte Hornets, who now are percentage points behind Orlando with the second hardest schedule the remainder of the season. The Brooklyn Nets had the third hardest schedule. The Detroit Pistons had the seventh easiest. So these are all the teams that are right around you. And, you know, you look at their strength of schedule, their opponents here down the stretch, and that certainly favors Orlando. But the Magic got to handle their business. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can't let your guard down against the likes of the Bulls and the Knicks. Those are the games, those are must wins, really, from here on out. You can't give away any more of those games. And I think they're understanding that lesson. And I think they understand what it takes. They're now playing. You got to understand, too, for the first time in a lot of these guys' careers, they're playing with pressure in meaningful games here for the second half of the season. And after the All-Star break, I don't think they handled it well against Chicago, obviously. But still, but not for an enormous mishap at the end of that game, they win that game. They still were good enough to pull it out. And in New York, it just went ice cold. 13 points in the fourth quarter. These teams are all gunning for them. And that's a new experience for this group. And how are they going to handle that the final 19 games? But I think they love it. I think they welcome it. And I think it's a group that was trying to act like they've been there before after that win last night in the locker room. So you got to give them a lot of credit for that.
I was going to say, I loved our celebration so much more than the one that we saw our friends down in South Beach.
I know. Well, I was fired up about that. And I'm like, you know what? I said, Aaron, I need you to give me a smile in the post-game interview for the fans. As the fans are fired up about this game and defeating the NBA champions, I need you to show me that you're excited about this too. But listen, to their credit, they're taking it in stride, and they don't want to get too high, too low. I think if they make it to the postseason, they'll breathe a sigh of relief. And then, you know, as Vooch told us on Magic Pod Squad, we also want to get to the postseason and play well there, too. So I think they have lofty goals. But obviously, the first step is just getting in.
Absolutely. Text line is 50857. That's 50857. Cody, I believe we have a text.
Yeah, absolutely. To your point, to your question, we've got someone on the text line that says, if Isaiah Briscoe and Kem Birch continue to play that way, then this person thinks that Orlando will indeed be able to fight their way to a playoff spot.
Ooh, Dante, I really like that because I really like what we saw out of Kem Birch last night, and I love what we've been seeing out of Isaiah Briscoe lately.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic with Isaiah Briscoe. He's really come into his own. For whatever reason, Jaren Grant just hasn't been able to find solid footing. And you've got DJ Augustine, who's such a threat. So he runs the offense, doesn't make mistakes. He's a threat to knock down the three ball. But then when Isaiah comes in, it's completely different. It's push the tempo, get stops, get into your man defensively. He's making it very difficult on opposing point guards. He's getting right into them and, you know, kind of making life difficult for them, and then when they get a stop, he's got the basketball and he's running the other way, looking to score and push the tempo. That second unit, it's hard for them to score in a half court offense with Wes Iwundu, Kem Birch. You just don't have the shooting on the floor, you don't have the spacing that you need. But in transition, boy, they can really make some way. So I think that's what you're looking for out of Isaiah Briscoe, and just, you know, this guy that's playing in Estonia last year and now part of a NBA playoff race with 19 games to go. It's amazing how quickly things can turn. And, you know, if he can knock down a basket or two, you know, in the meantime, get you 5 or 6 points, then I think that's a bonus. And Kem Birch, you wish Mo Bamba was around and able, you know, healthy and able to be a part of this as well. What a great learning experience. But I think with him out, it's, you know, Kem Birch understands that he's the backup center. He's the guy. And for 15, 16 minutes, I got to go crazy out there. He's a veteran. He's played overseas for 3 years. He's won championships overseas. So he's played in pressure games, albeit not in the NBA, but he's played in you know, high pressure games. And he gets in there, he understands his role, and he blocks shots. He's a menace out there defensively. He rebounds. And he's great cutting. It's kind of what surprised me this year is the way he cuts, and he can catch everything you throw at him, yeah. And he's able to finish at the rim. And I think, you know, David Steele always talks about it, you know, catching lightning in a bottle. And I think that second unit is just finally starting to click, and that might be the result. Going into that game against New York, they had the best plus-minus in the NBA for the previous 10 games of any bench in the NBA. So I think that shows, and then you got Terrence Ross. Obviously, Human Torch carries it. He's allowed to go up there and take 18 shots, and they need him. They need him to. But yeah, it starts with Briscoe and Birch, and really giving them a boost.
Dante, how much does the development staff that Jeff, John, and Clifford have put in that really they should get a lot of the credit for what those guys have done, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you look at Bruce Kreutzer. This is a guy that worked exclusively with Kemba Walker, and you know, they sat down, put a plan together one summer, and turned Kemba Walker into a three-point shooter and really an all-star in the 3 years after that. So you got to give him credit. Steve Hetzel, obviously, a big part of that as well. Coach Clifford under his tutelage. But I think there's development plans in place. And you saw it last year, having Kem Birch play down in the G League, and then they brought him up for the final 30 or 40 games, and he contributed. He contributed big NBA minutes. And, you know, Briscoe hasn't gone down to the G League, but he's been a part of the development here with the big club and Wes Iwundu. They've just been working on him just to make plays, just to be solid defensively, just to, you know, just continue to guard your man. And then when you get the basketball, go. I mean, I would, you know, if you look at it, I don't know if anyone on the team's gotten to the free throw line more than Wes Iwundu here the last couple of weeks. He just attacks the basket. So guys are understanding their roles. But yeah, you're right. You draft a guy, you understand what their qualities and their potential is, and you put a plan in place to develop them. And it starts with Jeff and John and you know, Coach Clifford and all those guys understanding where these guys' biggest strengths are. And then to their credit, they've worked at it ever since the first day of training camp. These guys have been working hard. We see them, Aaron, when we go in for shoot around or practice, you see them in there getting shots up and working with their assistant coach. And we're really you know, reaping the rewards of it right now.
Absolutely. You know, Steve Clifford said yesterday, they prepare for this from day one. It's not something that you start preparing for after the All-Star break. They've been doing this since training camp in day one. All right, Dante, we do have to duck in a quick break, but when we return here on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center, I want to get Dante's takes on Steve Clifford and the job that he did in the month of February. We're also going to have some fun with some NBA hoop scoop. Hey, just a reminder, the Magic won, so you win too. Get 50% off your Papa John's order today with the promo code MAGICWIN. All you got to do is go to papajohns.com, enter that promo code, instantly 50% off your order of that day's pizza. Go buy some pizza. Go have some fun. On the other side, we'll talk some more Magic. We'll also have some fun as we take a look around the loop.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's 6 miles at 6 a.m. For others, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Point there. Deep front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Magic can go away with a three. Here it is. Aaron Gordon, it's up, it's in. They lead by one, 95-94. AG Pure up top.
Execution again. Wide open shots and clutch shooting.
We talked about it in the first segment. It might have been Aaron Gordon's best game as an NBA player last night. 22 points, 9 of 15 for the field, 2 of 5 from 3. Also had 15 boards, was a plus 14 in the final box. Magic a winner last night over the Golden State Warriors, 103-96. They are now, if the season ended today, officially in the playoffs, and we want to hear from you guys. We have about 5 minutes left of the show. Text line is 50857. That's 50857. Phone number is 407-447-2145. Do you think the Magic can stay in the playoffs? Are they playoff bound after what you saw last night? We've been talking with the one and only Dante Marcatelli. And, you know, Dante, one thing I wanted to hit on in that first segment that we didn't quite get to, the month of February that the Magic had was fantastic. They finished 8-3. And today, if I ever had a vote for anything, I would vote Steve Clifford as coach of the month for the month of February. Wouldn't you?
Well, I like that. Well, it's hard to argue. I mean, you look at the Toronto Raptors, I believe, were 9-1, the Milwaukee Bucks were 10-1, and then you get the Magic that were 8-3. So you got a couple of teams that had better records, but those two teams, they're one loss, both to Orlando. So I think that kind of helps build your case right there. You had your best February since 2012, and the teams that you beat along the way here in the month of February, I think solidifies that in the way that you beat them. So I think it's pretty impressive what he's done. Don't know that he'll get it, but yeah, if I had a vote, I would be all for that. And wasn't it great, Aaron, what he said the other day? The reason I came back here and took this job was because I appreciate these fans. I know how much basketball means to the city, but it's to get them back to the playoffs. It's to turn this thing around and get this franchise headed in the right direction. And boy, has he certainly done that.
And Dante, isn't that the amazing thing about him is that he just seems to bleed Magic blue. You know, he has an appreciation for this city because, you know, he spent all those years as an assistant coach under Stan Van Gundy. He's seen it at its pinnacle. To me, you know, we've been through a lot of coaches in my little time here, but he seems to be the one that has such an appreciation for what this franchise is about and where they want to go that it is so refreshing.
Well, he understands it, and he understands, you know, he's been here for the height of it, really. We've been to the NBA Finals twice, and one of them was with him and his staff, you know, under the tutelage of Stan Van Gundy. And he still calls it to this day the Stan Van Gundy way, is just to be more prepared than any team that you're going to play. And he puts so much into it. They watch as much or more film than any team in the NBA. And listen, he has a way of just relating to these guys. And he did it early in training camp and just said, hey, listen, this is how you can be best for you and your career. This is what you can do. And this is what you need to do within the confines of that, understanding what helps your career. This is what we need from you for the team to be successful. And I think it took a while. I don't know that everybody bought in right away. But I, you know, just it's a change, and you know, there's sacrifices, and that's not always easy for guys, especially guys that are in a contract year. But they bought in now, certainly, and changing the offense and running everything through Vooch has been huge. And then the understanding the defensive principles, all that stuff takes time with any first-year coach, but certainly all the nuances that Coach Clifford brings. And he has a way to get on guys, to get his point across, and then it's done. You know, if he doesn't like a shot that someone took, he'll let him know. But then we've moved on. Then he'll call a play for him the very next time down the floor. So I think there's a terrific admiration and respect from the players for Coach Clifford, the work that he puts in, and that he ultimately wants them to succeed.
Absolutely. Text line is 50857. That's 50857. Cody, you said we had one?
Absolutely. They want to know who or what you guys think the biggest turnaround for this Orlando Magic team is this year. You were just talking about the defense. They think it's the defensive intensity for this Magic team, but are curious to hear your thoughts.
Dante, I have a feeling you're going to run with the defensive numbers because that's what I was going to say, but to me it's easily defense, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you look at that stretch. Again, go back to the middle of January. It's when they came back off that West Coast trip, and then you have Boston and Houston back-to-back. This season could have got away from them in a hurry. And they clamped down defensively. Things started to make sense. The way you've rebounded the basketball has been better as well. So not only a defensive standpoint, which you're in the top 10 in the league in a lot of defensive categories from the start of the season, there were a lot of games you were in, you just couldn't make shots. You know? So now I think shot making has certainly helped here lately, and you know, let's not downplay that there, because when they don't make shots, we saw what happened in New York. But yeah, Certainly their defense, buying in, understanding where they have to be defensively has been the biggest part.
Well, you're third over on the NBA in opponents' points per game at just over 106.6, and you're eighth in defensive rating, so you're right there with it. Hey, Dante, we got about 20 seconds, but we should do this more often.
Let's do it. I love it. It's great to be talking playoffs on March 1st.
I was going to say, it's so different. It really is. All right. Thanks so much to Dante Marcatelli for joining us. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're back on Monday. Everybody have a good weekend. Magic have two games. Watch it. They're going to be good.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.